At this point, I want to lead you through a series of guided exercises that explore the role of the body in the practice of meditation and contemplation. Of course, the body is central to all contemplative disciplines within Buddhism, but it's especially important within Tantric Buddhism in the sense that all of the major practices of the Buddhist Tantra occur in relationship to the body. We're going to be doing two exercises. First, working with our posture, and secondly, working with our breathing. And through these two exercises, we're going to begin to develop a deeper sense of our body and of our physical embodiment. So we're going to begin with what is called posture in the practice of meditation. Many people feel that posture is a preliminary to meditation practice, but in fact, assuming one's seat and holding one's body in a certain way are in and of themselves contemplative disciplines. They are actually a practice of meditation. So I'm going to lead you through seven points which are classical within the tantric tradition of how to assume one's seat, and we'll explore each of these for a little bit and see how they feel and what they mean in terms of how they affect our mind. The most important point is that everything that we do in terms of our body affects our awareness. The way we sit, how we hold our hands and our feet, our head, our mouth, our eyes, all of these things have an immediate, if subtle, impact on our state of awareness. So to begin with, we'll begin with the seat. Some people can sit flat on the ground most comfortably. Some people can sit on a cushion that might be fairly low. And some people need a little bit higher seat, maybe 8 inches, even 10 inches. And you need to explore in your practice and find out what kind of a cushion, what kind of a seat is most appropriate for you. Always in meditation practice, you're looking for the most comfortable position that you can find, that's alert, that's upright, but is also comfortable. People also sometimes need to sit in the chair, and that's fine as well, as long as you sit forward and you're not leaning against the back of the chair. So please begin by taking your seat on your cushion on the floor, however, and feel your sit bones connecting with the energy of the earth under you. Our bodies are very sensitive, and we pick up energy from all of our environment. When we're sitting on the earth, when we're sitting on a meditation seat that's connected with the earth, even if you're on the 20th floor of a high rise, you can feel the energy of the broad, great earth under you. So just sit for a minute. Feel yourself sitting on your sit bones and the backs of your thighs, and feel the earth under you. Try to feel that peaceful, broad, solid, supportive energy that is your foundation. So we'll just sit for a minute or two and try to feel that. Try to sense it. Many of us are quite fully in our heads most of our day, and it's hard for us to begin to develop other sources of awareness, but if you try, you'll find that you can sense even through your bottom. Feel how the earth is holding you, supporting you. Meditation is a very grounded practice. It's about opening oneself to this reality in all of its depth and subtlety. It's about sitting on the earth and feeling the earth. Next, the legs should be crossed if you're sitting on a cushion or on the ground. And if you're in a chair, they should be close together, not necessarily touching, but not spread wide apart. So there's a feeling of being collected. The crossed legs are very helpful because they give us a sense that we're not going anywhere. Positions of the body communicate fully and deeply to our state of mind. And when your legs are crossed in this way, it's as if you're committing yourself to not going anywhere, not moving, not running away. So feel the quality of the collectedness of your legs. And putting the two together, feel the earth under you and your legs collected. Feel how grounded you are. Spirituality is about this world and this earth and about how things are. Next, let's look at the hands. My suggestion is, for the purposes of the practices we're doing at this point, is that you try placing your hands face down on your thighs. Now, the important point here is that your hands aren't too far forward on your thighs, because if they are, they'll be pulling you forward. And that will create tension in your lower back. And you also don't want them too far back, because that way they'll be pushing you backwards and you'll have to hold on with your abdominal muscles. So we're looking for a placement of the hands on the thighs that is just where it needs to be so that we can sit upright in a comfortable manner. And a very simple way to find this position is to drop your hands to your sides so they're just hanging down. And then find a position, rock back and forth, and find a position where you really feel the most upright and the most relaxed and comfortable. And when you've found that, hold your elbows to your sides and lift your hands up very slowly and see where they land when you put them on your thighs. And that's going to be a good position for you and will enable you to be relaxed from your shoulders down through your wrists and hands. So just feel how that sense of relaxation and absence of tension is carried down from your shoulders into your hands. And let go of any tension you may have in your upper body. So we'll do all three together. So feel the earth under you, broad, firm, holding you up, completely trustworthy and reliable. Your legs are crossed in a position of collectedness. Your hands are resting on your thighs, creating relaxation in the upper body. So just feel your posture at this point. Sense it from the inside. Now we're going to work with the spinal column. In meditation, the posture needs to be upright. But it's not necessarily upright from the viewpoint of an external observer exactly, because we have natural curves in our spinal column. It's more a feeling from the inside of your body that your energy from the top of your head down to your pelvic floor is balanced and upright and clear and open. So you're trying to feel along your spinal column and feel just inside your vertebrae. There's a column of energy in every human being there. And we need to have that balanced and upright. So try to feel that. Now, in order to test and see whether you really have found the midpoint in your sitting posture, lean to the right a little bit so that you're off center and feel the bend. And again, we're feeling from the inside. And then lean to the left a little bit and feel the bend. And then slowly go back and forth, right to left, until you find the exact point where you feel the most balanced. and then do the same thing forward and back. We're making micro adjustments here. These are not necessarily very dramatic movements, but we're just basically trying to find exactly where that midpoint is. Now, one important point is that often when people assume meditation posture, they have a tendency to lean forward. It's almost as if they're in some kind of a race, and they're sort of leaning forward at the starting line. But in this case, we're really looking for a balanced and fully upright position that is neither leaning forward nor leaning back. So see if you can find that. You'll know if you found it if your energy goes from the top of your head down through your sit bones. You should be sitting mainly on your sit bones, and for some people who have been used to leaning forward, it actually feels like they're leaning back a little bit too much. But in the long run, this posture is very important, and particularly in the Buddhist Tantra, where you're working so much with the interior of your body, if you can get your posture right in the beginning, it's going to solve a lot of problems further down the road. So find that midpoint. And you can move a little bit around it. You can lean your hips to the right and the left. You can move your shoulders and explore that alignment, that feeling from your sit bones, from your perineum, which is the portion of your body between your genitals and your anus, from the perineum at the very bottom of your pelvic floor up to the top of your head. Explore the alignment, feel the alignment, move around it. See how it feels. And then just hold your awareness with your body and with the feeling of this column of energy, column of openness and space from your perineum up to the top of your head. And let that tell you how to hold your body. And if you're sitting quietly and you suddenly feel like you're a little off, then move around a little bit and try to refine that alignment. One very interesting point about sitting practice is that if you watch people who have been sitting a long time, on the one hand, they don't make big dramatic movements usually, they're not fidgety. On the other hand, their bodies are never completely still. There's always a sense of micro adjustment going on all the time. And those adjustments are working with their awareness. They're not working with their body alone. They're working with their awareness as it is impacted by their body. So just explore that feeling of alignment in your body. If another person were looking, they might barely be able to see the little adjustments of your hips or your back, shoulders, but they're going on. We're not looking for immobility, we're actually looking for openness and awareness. Utter immobility actually shuts down awareness. And point number five, the head. The head should be basically upright with the chin down enough so that it's slightly pulled in, but again in a relaxed manner, not like a kind of military posture, but your chin is a little in and your head might be just a tiny bit inclined forward. So now feel the earth under you, how you're grounded, you're seated, you're resting on reality. Legs are collected and crossed, hands at rest on the thighs. The back is open, upright. The chin is a little bit in. And just feel that. Be in your body with your awareness and feel that. Make those little adjustments. If you start to feel tense in your back, then you need to move a little bit and see what's happening. So now we're going to move on to the sixth point of posture, working with the mouth and the tongue. Your mouth should be slightly open, lips slightly parted, or very gently touching, and your tongue should rest in a comfortable manner in your mouth, possibly just touching the back of your upper front teeth. Now at this point, check your body to see if you are feeling fully relaxed. You're upright, you're alert, and you're fully relaxed. And now look at your mind. Check your awareness. But don't go into your head, stay in your body. Look at the awareness in your body. Feel your body, be in your body, and check your awareness. How is it? How does it feel? Look at your awareness as you inhabit your body. The more you're in your body, the more your awareness opens. The more you're in your head, the more you identify with thinking and your awareness shuts down. Be in your body. Feel it. If you start thinking, come back to your body and go through the points of posture, your seat, the earth beneath you, crossed legs, hands. Explore your alignment, your what's known as the central channel on the inside of your spine. See if you feel aligned, upright. Head, mouth, tongue. That's a way of coming back when you lose yourself in thinking. The more you're in your body, the more your awareness is open. And now finally we come to the eyes, the seventh point of posture. For most meditation practice, the eyes should be gently resting as if you were resting your eyes maybe 3 or 4 feet in front of you on the floor. So there's a sense of looking down. And the main purpose here is to reduce the sensory input a little bit, the visual sensory input. The more visual sensory input, the more the mind is stirred up and the more discursive we become. The more thinking goes on in our mind. So we want to reduce the sensory input a little bit. So the eyes are down and you can even close them a little bit if you are a kind of person who is very stimulated by visual things. You can have them half closed. But the eyes are open because in the practice of Buddhism in general and the Buddhist Tantra, the sense perceptions are extremely important, as we'll see a little bit later. We don't want to shut out sense perceptions entirely. In some practices, you actually look up to the horizon or even look at the sky. So there's a very important usage of the visual faculty. But for most practices, the visual faculty is reduced a little, so we're looking down. But here's a very important point. The energy in our eyes is actually not toward the front. It's not as if we're looking out. It's as if we're looking back. It's almost as if you can feel your optic nerve at the back of your eye. See if you can feel that. There's a definite sensation at the back of our eye. And that enables us to have what's called a soft gaze. We're almost looking in a little bit. We're almost looking back toward the back of our head. which relaxes our eyes. Our eyes are open, but we're not actually looking at anything. We're relaxed in that way. So please try that. Stay in your body. Feel your seat, feel the earth. Be real. This practice is about exploring the world. It's not about daydreaming or wishful thinking. So now we're going to sit for just a few minutes, and I want you to explore your posture throughout this time. Feel it, be in your body, sense your body, and notice your awareness as you do this, the quality of your awareness, the quality of your mind as you're exploring your physical embodiment. If you like, you can go through the 7 points of posture step by step, or you can simply sit and see how things are feeling to you. Don't forget to make those micro adjustments. Be very sensitive to where you start to tense up or hold on and adjust your alignment so once again you can relax. As you do this, you're not just working with your body, you're working with your awareness through your body. In the Buddhist Tantra, that's how we work with awareness. It's through working with our body to a large extent. So let's just review the 7 points of posture that we've been looking at. Number one is seat, taking one's seat. Number two is legs crossed, collected. Number three is hands resting on the thighs. Number four is the alignment, and particularly the back, upright, open, clear. Number five is the head, chin in a little bit. Number six is the mouth. And number seven is the eyes. The guided practice that we have just done is something that you can do over and over, and it's very, very fruitful. Every time you sit down to meditate, to begin either with this guided meditation or with your own guided meditation that leads you through these 7 points. And it's very helpful to take a little bit of time with each one. Take your seat and feel that, feel the earth under you, and so on with each of the 7 points. And when you have completed that contemplative practice of taking your seat, you will find that you have already entered into a very helpful and beneficial initial stage of meditation practice itself.